Several Questions with Nate Chappell, Finn Hammond, and Johnny Fisher.
So the way the Several Questions work is that basically we found a machine in the woods called the Questionator 5000 that was apparently engineered to generate infinite, very silly questions, and Johnny, Finn, and I have dedicated our lives to answering them all one by one by one. I feel like that I was wanted to make that really pained, because I do feel like we're not getting the amount of respect we deserve for the dedication.
Oh, no. Yeah, you know? I mean, my life has been very painful.
I haven't seen my kids in weeks.
Yeah, years. Months.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
Yeah.
Days. I haven't seen your kids in, well, I saw your kids on Thursday for a while because I was babysitting for wife, but I'm sorry, that's weird.
Yeah, but yeah, no, this we put a lot into this and they can't talk to our kids.
They didn't ask about you.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, at least I get to do this podcast.
Yeah, at least you get the first question.
Did you read the funnies when you were a kid?
Yeah, definitely. I had some favorites. Top of my head, Foxtrot. You guys read Foxtrot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I like Foxtrot.
I'd say I really liked the Garfield comic books, like the strips, but from like the 80s or whatever.
Okay.
Like the old Garfield. But I never liked Garfield as a contemporary newspaper comic. Yeah. It hasn't been good in a long time. Oh my God, there's so much. Remember that one that's like it was like a medieval, it wasn't funny. It was like
Wizard
an adventure. It was like that.
Prince
or like
Morgan.
Yeah,
oh, Camelot.
No, that's Dr. Morgan.
Was it?
Camelot. It might have been called Camelot.
Yeah.
Camelot.
No, Dr. Morgan.
It's very like artistic and like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was just in the Sunday ones, right? I feel like I only ever saw that in color.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how it. And it was weird because like the first panel would be dedicated to the previous comic and those last panel would be dedicated to what happens next. So the middle is really where any sort of development. Uh-huh. Really just happens in the center panel.
They started doing like that because they just didn't have a lot of material.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a big Calvin and Hobbes fan, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the best.
Yeah, I liked how in every comic he would pee on a different product, like a brand name, like a logo.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of my favorite Calvin Hobbes comics have been printed, you know, stuck to the back of a
truck window. Yeah. Yeah, my favorite comic is Truck Nuts. Remember that one?
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, that was funny. Oh God, no, it just kills me.
Did you guys ever read Honk If You're Horny?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, those are really good. I remember waking up every morning.
Yeah, and if you're too close to read this, and you're too close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
close?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're too close to read this, then you're too close to read this.
I couldn't remember. That might have been.
I think it's if you're too close to read this, then you're too close to...
Feed this.
Yeah.
And then there's like a
and
picture.
It's like a horse.
A picture of a horse.
It's an Amish buggy.
There's a real horse.
Yeah.
And there's like an apple with an X through it.
So it's like it's an interesting message. I haven't quite decoded it far. Like,
it's handmade.
But yeah. Yeah. Saturday mornings for sure. Can't.
Sunday funny day, I say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, I'm messing up so bad.
Yeah, you're really dropping the ball here. We should move. What about you, John? Really? Do you have any faves?
I shouldn't say this, but I liked the Family Circus.
You know, yeah.
I mean, as for as lame as it was.
I appreciate your bravery. I respect your bravery in coming clean with this, John.
You really liked it?
I did.
You laughed and stuff at it?
Well, I don't know about laughing, but I enjoyed it. It put a smile on my face.
It warmed your heart. Did you like the ones with the dotted line?
I did.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah.
I bet you did. I did too.
That's whatever I think about it, that's what I think.
That's the only one. Well, those were the only ones that were any good. The rest of them all totally sucked.
Yeah. What you guys?
Marmaduke. I used to read Marmaduke every day just to see if one was funny. And I will tell you, the answer is no. And about a year ago, Wes fell in love with this old Marmaduke book that my dad, or like that she found at my parents' house. And it was torture. She made me read Marmaduke comics to her.
Yeah. Ugh. That's wild.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't have to take her to the movie.
Yeah, that's coming out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the big summer.
Big summer hit.
Release. Yeah.
Marmaduke.
Marmaduke. It's the big screen.
Yeah, I hope not
too. What did I like a lot? Did you guys ever read
Dennis the Menace?
Heathcliff. Dennis the Menace, no. Heathcliff, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, I read them, but I can't abide by them.
Kathy. Okay. Are you talking about Kathy? Kathy.
Kathy.
Oh, that Black. One. That was all right. I mean, that had its moments.
It did have its moments. I've heard there's a charming story that I've heard about the cartoonist that I do not remember, but I remember thinking, that was charming.
Yeah. Man. You could probably find it on the internet or something.
I think I'll just wing it. She was trapped in a crevice on Mount Kilimanjaro, and a mountain goat came and rescued her, and the mountain goat said, "My name is Kathy Black," and that's how it started. That's the short version, of course. The long version is probably more heartwarming. I think we solved this question, guys. I think it's time to move on.
Absolutely.
Hug, Mary, Kiss. Ronald McDonald, Hamburglar, and Grimace.
Okay, that one's tough. Ronald McDonald, Hamburglar, Grimace. Ooh, okay. I'm going to... Do I have to go in order of Hug, Mary, Kiss?
You can do whatever you want.
I
want
to go with Mary. Okay, Mary, I'm going to go with Hamburglar. I like hamburgers, and I think that we'd make a good duo.
Because he'd always be stealing hamburgers for you to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Long term.
And then...
He's a provider.
You know what? I'm going to kiss Grimace and hug Ronald McDonald because...
Interesting.
Ronald just kind of... creeps me out too much. Sure. That
also you'd like, end up with makeup all over your face.
Yeah, you would. That's not cool with me. Like, I'd get redder lips than he would.
Yeah, and you end up with like bright purple lips after kissing Grimace. Like, I don't know why that rubs off. What are you made of, Grimace? Yeah. It's all squishy.
Hope it's Kool-Aid.
Nope. Let's see. I was going to kiss Hamburglar, but I think I'm going to marry him now. I think Johnny's reasoning is so good. The sustainability of it. Plus, he might be kind of annoying because all he'd say is rubble, rubble all the time, but he'd probably get, you could always just rat him out, get him sent to prison, and you don't have to deal with him.
Yeah.
Kissing him would taste good, though.
What? Wait, Hamburglar?
Just to throw that out.
He's not made of a hamburger, I don't think.
His face is a hamburger, isn't it?
No.
That would be... Disgusting.
You think he is a hamburger and he's stealing other hamburgers?
There's Mary McCheese.
Who is? Mary McCheese.
And there's another guy. There's another hamburger face. Are we allowed to say that?
Hamburger face?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let's move on.
So I'd probably it would be fun to be the Bonnie to Hamburglar's Clyde. But I think that's not a sustainable lifestyle for me. And I need someone who is obviously very rich. Yeah. I'd always be on the run. I'd have to drive some stupid French fry car. It's hard to get parts for those. So I think I'd stick with Ronald McDonald, who's obviously very rich.
Grimace.
That's right. And I kiss Grimace.
So we're all kissing Grimace here, huh?
Yeah.
Kissing Grimace. We could start. Let's start a new show. Let's start a new podcast. it's an investigative podcast where we try to kiss Grimace, I guess. I don't know.
Welcome to a very special Christmas we'll kissing Grimace. Grimace.
Let's talk about
kiss
this offline.
Grimace and Grimace.
Hmm? Yeah.
Do you remember your first email address?
Yes, I do. It's nachappy@whisk.edu.
When did you create that one?
In 1995, fall of 1995, right when I got to college.
Okay.
It was like the first year they had, might have been the first year they had like formal emails that had for the UW, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I got a Hotmail address that I will not divulge the address because it is still my address.
Because you still have it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in fact, all of my other email addresses just funnel to that one.
Nice.
It's Hotmail. But I'll give you that.
It's the main one.
Johnny, how about you?
Yeah. Oh? Yeah, Johnny, how about you?
Well, this isn't my first, but it's the first one I remember. Because I know I created one sometime in eighth grade.
Oh, that was disgusting. anus@yahoo.com.
Oh,
right?
No, actually, it was freddyfox69@yahoo.com.
Nice.
With three X's and two D's. It was FREDDIE.
Oh my God.
Yeah. FOXXX69. Yeah. I know.
That's wild.
Fancy.
Johnny.
I rocked that email address for way too long.
You had to tell people it and stuff?
I did.
Uh-huh. And like professional. Oh my gosh.
I was like maybe 30 when I changed it.
Whoa. Okay, so mine, I haven't told anyone this in a long, or I haven't thought about this in a long time, but my first one, and I am embarrassed to say this, but I will say it, is owmyfaceburns@yahoo.com.
Nice. Okay. Did you
Which is, and then considering other events that have happened in my life, it's pretty ironic.
Right.
It's kind of like I was writing my own
thing. Like that sunburn you got that hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those two.
When you put all that honey all over your face and fell into that pit of fire ants.
Yeah. Oh God.
I fell into a burning
pit of fire ants.
They went around my face and they ate the honey.
But I needed the meter. Okay, so we got that nailed. What was it? Ow, my face is burning,
and then at Yahoo, and then I think I was like. I don't know why I did that. I just wanted a funny email, and I thought that was funny, and it's so awful to think about that right now. But then I had my last name at Yahoo, and then now it's similar to that.
What's your social security number?
Yeah.
One, two.
Let's move on to the next question.
On a scale of 1 to 1,000, how good are you on an Etch-A-Sketch?
Oh, man. Okay. So I'm probably better than most people in the world. What do you think is that?
That probably puts you like
1,000.
50th person. Yeah.
But what if the best person in the world is only a 400?
Like, wait. And what's the scale set to?
Well, maybe the 1,000 is like you would look at it and be like, is that a photograph? I think, by God, I think that's a photograph. And then like, but nobody can do that, obviously. So it's more like a 400 is like really, really good. But like, it's like obvious it's an Etch-A-Sketch.
That's a terrible scale.
So you're about a 400?
Well, if the Grandmaster Sketchman is 400, then I must be, 50 or something like that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like 380.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no.
I can like, oh, no. Johnny, you're okay, so
back
sweet.
Back to the original like spirit of the scale, 1 to 1,000. So you think you're about 50th percentile higher than? So you think maybe 600, 620?
Yeah. Okay. I spent some time with the Etch-A-Sketch.
Okay. I think I would be a 7.
Oh.
I'm really bad at it.
So
yeah, I'm super bad at it and super impatient and like drawing back on your own lines just feels so annoying. And I feel like I've always had shitty Etch-A-Sketches that weren't quite all the way.
Like it's already got lines that
and it's just kind of like
drawn into it and won't go away.
And it's like sometimes the line doesn't really draw. You're like, what the fuck? But hey, that's
I'd always shake mine, get just too angry, and be like,
I was, you know, we had those, you know, those big creatures from Tremors. That was based on me.
I'm that
huge snake monster. I mean,
that's you.
It's not me. It's like based on
you. Did all that stuff though?
No, I just shake around. I just was kind of shaky.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, I see. I can see it.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, Johnny, what are, you're 10. We got it.
Yeah, I'm a 10.
You're perfect 10. Okay, moving on.
Are you more afraid of climate change or artificial intelligence?
Climate change. I feel like...
Well, that's a show. You feel like... Go ahead, sorry.
I feel like artificial intelligence is only scary because of Terminator 2. Or no, Terminator wasn't that scary.
That's what you... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't feel like... Yeah, but it would get... It wouldn't dominate. And even if it did, then I think we'd be able to come back and take over again. But climate change, we can't come back from that, man.
Word.
No.
I also... Yeah, I would... For me, I think that AI could go really, really bad, but I feel like we're going to be dead. Like the climate's going to get us before that.
Before that happens,
the AI are going to be like, hey, where did everybody go?
Yeah. I mean, the AI will take over when we do, and that's fine.
Right. And then I guess maybe we're AI. Maybe this already happened.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That would explain a lot of things.
Like what?
What's
how I can crush this rock?
Holy shit! That's weird.
Crazy.
I can do math in my head, so.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Give me a question. Give me a math question. Go ahead. Any
question. This is like a CAPTCHA test for Nate.
It's all for A.
40.
All right. Can you point out all the bus? The. Wait. What? Should I? You want me to ask you a question?
Yeah.
5 + 17.
A.
All right. Okay.
We got it. All right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. are we all in agreement? Finn, did you answer? 5 + 17?
5 + 17. Yeah, A.
Okay, cool.
Wait, let me just do the next.
Can you say it like Fonzie, though? Like Fonzie would answer that?
I think it's A, all right.
Yeah, exactly what I had.
That's close.
Oh, well, that's all the questions for today. Okay, everybody, now get out there, ask questions. Be curious, not furious. And always remember, the first part of listening is list. And of course, tune in next time to hear us once again answer several questions.
Thank you for listening to Several Questions, a production of Wolf Out Radio. Click on the link in the show notes for more Wolf Out shows.